I was a PFP and a two-out walk from zero tonight. That's why I look at it. You know, I felt good out there. I felt felt in control most of the time. Got the ball on the ground again, which is good. You know, that usually those when I'm getting those grounders, that means I'm getting that late little bite on the ball. So, you know, I made some good pitches tonight. Just my guy over there, you know, Hap, he's had my number the last couple of years. That's all you can say. Tip your hat. He's got me. But I was really disappointed about the two-out walk and the home run that followed it for Morel, and then, you know, good catcher over there. So, good quality team, good lineup over there. They're a relentless team. They keep coming at you, so you just have to keep making pitches. And, you know, I just reached for that one on the ground, and it just took me a little farther than I thought. It was corkscrewing away from me, and the last little second, it just took me a little farther, got behind me a little bit. I got off balance and I dropped and lost my foot in there. But, you know, if I stay up there, I really believe we're probably going to have zeros tonight, but it's not the way to happen. You know, they fought good, their guy pitched good. So, you know, what can you do?
What makes Hap such a challenge for you?
Well, he didn't used to be. And then he made some adjustments, and he's hit some. I've thrown him some bad pitches too, you know. But he's hit some good pitches also. Tonight's not a terrible pitch, just not as far in, not as far up as I want it. But you know, he's had three really good games off me where he hit two home runs apiece. I've got him out a lot of times. Just had three really good games off me, and he hit a a good swing on me tonight.
Were you trying to go inside to him and Gomes?
Yeah.
Both of them were supposed to be a little more inside?
Well, the one to Hap's in. I mean, it's just, it's almost on the line in, but that's not where I'm trying. I'm trying to jam it in there. You know, when he's really good on that inner third, especially on cutters. I know that. And I know if I throw that pitch, I've just got to get it. I've got to get it in more off of there, and, you know, then I can do things from there where I wanted to. I just wanted to kind of get him off and then get him down or get him away, and just didn't get it in all the way, and I definitely didn't get the ball all the way into Gomes.
How much stronger do you feel, more in rhythm, you know, second start, kind of getting in a rhythm
yeah.
now?
Yeah, not winded at all at the end, which is a new thing for me this year, honestly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was having to work so hard to try to generate something, you know, mm-hmm. going towards home. Before, I was just gassed after four or five innings, and mm-hmm. so it's nice to have to cover first and, you know, sprint around and pitch six innings and walk out of there and feel like you know mm-hmm. like I'm supposed to feel like yeah. I'm an athlete, you know. So mm-hmm. I'm very excited about how I'm building. I just got to keep going.
Your name will become part of it too.
Yeah, I probably could have gone down a few more times, a little lower a few more times. Honestly, Dusty and I already talked about it, but. I do feel comfortable moving it around a little bit, you know, and ball seems to be coming out nice, so it's good. I'm very confident that we're going to win a bunch of games for me going forward. So people keep saying just two more, and I'm like, I got 2 months of starts. Two's not the goal, but it is a nice start. We'll go there first.
Yeah, with an arm angle, doing it before, was it the health that was limiting there?
Yeah. I did it before out of just because of the. My stuff wasn't very good, so I was trying to create something, you know, and then I feel like I started spinning the ball good from there. I thought, well, you know, when I do get healthy, I'm going to be able to build off that pretty good. And so that's where I feel like right now. I'm not worried about my health anymore, just worried about making pitches. And most of the time I did that tonight. You know,
last week in Wrigley, we talked about your big moments in Wrigley, but did it dawn on you at all tonight that that's the last time you'll probably pitch against the Cubs?
Yeah, and that's how it's gone. You know, that's always a battle with the Cubs, mm-hmm. even when they were not very good and we were winning 100 games, they were always battling me. And we've had a great competitive relationship over the years. It's always super fun to pitch against them. It was fun to pitch against them tonight. We had a great crowd. You know, they were singing songs out there. They did a good job karaokeing out there. I mean, I was proud to be out there. You know, I had fun. I just, you know, they got me tonight. And a couple homers cost us.